let's look at our series on authority of the believer. Authority of the believer. Now, can't review, don't have the time, you just have to get to a point when we put it on the archives, just listen in the series, in which we do them in order. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, Paul reminds us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, some versions will say wicked spirits in the heavenlies. And of course, that is absolutely true. Now, the Word of God teaches us that these evil spirits are fallen angels who've been dethroned by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we know in Colossians 2:15 that demons have been defeated. Jesus spoiled them and put them to naught, or brought them to an open shame, or we reign over them. Now, let's take a moment and let's turn back the pages. Adam was given the authority of this world. Adam was given the authority over this world. We know that because God told him, go ahead and take charge of everything. Now you think about that. You can read about it. You go ahead and you have dominion over everything on this planet. So Adam had the authority under God to have dominion over the world. And we know that by reading. But what happened is that Adam committed high treason and sold out to Satan. And Satan, through Adam, became the god of this world. It was Adam's high treason against God that created the opposition where Satan became the god of this world. Now, Adam did not have the right, the moral right, to commit treason. But he had the legal right to do it. Notice the difference. He did not have the moral right. Didn't have that. He had the legal right to do it. Now, Satan has the right to be here and to be the god of this world until Adam's lease runs out, which means that Satan is in charge. Now, you got to remind yourself of that, of this world, because he's the god of this world. Now, listen to Colossians 1. Giving thanks unto the Father, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's verse 12 and 13. So what's happened here is that we have been translated from this kingdom, kingdom of Satan, into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's why, now listen very carefully here. That's why Satan has no right to rule over us or dominate us. That's why you're not in his kingdom. Yet the average Christian has more faith, don't get mad at me, in Satan's authority, right? And the power than God's, because that's why, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with the devil. They deal with Satan's authority, but they're not in the kingdom of Satan's authority. See where we're at? See what's going on? Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. Now listen to what Jesus is called. Adam was the first man, and Jesus was the second. Listen to this. Jesus became our substitute. He's called the last Adam. And in verse 47, he's called the second man. All that Jesus did, he did for us. Now, our trouble is that we relegate everything into the future. Here, one day we won't have to deal with the devil. I've heard that more times than not. I've even read that by some authors. One day we won't have to deal with the devil. We kind of just out there somewhere, someday, we don't have to deal with the devil. And we'll exercise our authority sometime in the millennial reign when the devil's out of the picture. That's when we'll exercise our spiritual authority. See, you won't have to exercise spiritual authority then, because there's nothing going to be here that he'd be able to hurt or destroy, because he'll be done away with for 1,000 years. So why exercise authority over something that ain't there? You see? And that's why people today are always hurt all the time. You ever meet people that are always hurt? There's never any victory. That's why on all the social media, when people tell me about their difficulties or whatever, I put total victory, total victory, total victory, total victory. Just as I was beginning this, someone sent me and they said, still believing, total victory, absolutely. Anything less, that's not what God wants. See, they think that Satan's running everything down here. Though remember, we're not in the world, and Satan is running a lot of what is here on earth. But he's not running me, and he's not running you. He's not running the church. He's not dominating us. We can dominate him because we have authority over him. Listen to what Jesus said in Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and to all the power of the enemy. What part of the definition of all don't you understand? All means 22%. No. I know 70, no, 75, no, not, no, all is all. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. When is Christians going to believe that? I mean, do we have less authority now than the disciples did then? I mean, we have less now? We have less authority today? See, if you didn't have that, and everybody's getting whipped up, then why did Jesus die at Calvary? Well, to save my soul from sin. Wait a minute, yeah. But we also found out that for this cause he came to defeat the power and working of the devil. Yeah, he came to defeat the power of the devil. That's what saves us. He defeated the power of the devil. He was made manifest. We looked at that. Some people get mad at that. That's fine. Be mad. See, what happens is when we hold the truth, we say, okay, then if that's the case, then Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. So all the authority that is exercised in this world is exercised through the church, the body of Christ. Because Jesus is not here in person in his physical body, he left the church behind because he's the head, we're the body. And here's going to get, you know, somebody says you, I remember one time someone went to Charles Finney. It may have been Spurgeon. And they were preaching and they got all huffy and mad and all puffed up. You know how people do. They get all mad, all angry, all puffed up. So they went to one of them, Finney or Spurgeon, and at the end of the service, and some, you know, self-centered, carnal Christian, criticized and critical, pointed her long finger at the man of God. And here's what she said. You make my hair stand up. My fur stand up. Nobody says turn the cat around. You just make me so mad that you bristle me. Don't turn the cat around. So turn the cat around. You know what I'm saying? Many problems exist because we permit them to exist. And we're not doing anything about it. And we're supposed to do something about it, but we don't. All we do is complain. Ah, this is wrong, and that's wrong, and the world's wrong, and everybody's wrong, and this is wrong. And we sit there, and the devil runs rampant. He runs crazy. You don't think so? Just runs crazy. Just goes nuts. I mean, I look today. This guy, this demonic individual, kills three women in the Tampa Bay area, shoots them dead, 1, 2, 3, drives a car about 200 miles north, almost to the Florida border, because he wanted to kill another lady, and got into a gun battle with the police, and the police killed him. Wow. So he killed three last night on the way to kill four. Murder, cold-blooded murder. Well, I guess there's just nothing we can do. Listen to me. In your world in which you live, no matter what's spinning around you, take the authority in Jesus' name. I mean, take the authority in Jesus' name. We're trying to do something else. We need more of this, and we need more of that, and we need more legislation, and we got to have this office, and we got to put that in an office, and this and that. It's not political. It's spiritual. I've always said this. Margaret told me many, many times. She goes, Ron, everything is spiritual, isn't it? And I said, yes, it is. She said, I recognize that. Everything that goes on this planet. I'm beating on the desk with my pen for emphasis. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. Because if it gets released in the heavenlies, it gets released on this earth. And what we allow, not Jesus, what we allow in the heavenlies manifests itself in the earth. That's right. The battle is the Lord's. Of course he is the battle. But don't forget, we have that authority. The moment you recognize that, beloved, things will get a whole lot better for you and your family. Well, I don't know what to do with my daughter. Don't know what to do with my son. Take authority over that. Remember, not over a person's will. A person's going to do what they want to do. Right behind the studio, there's a great family over there. And they're a young family. They have some teenage daughters and some young people, you know. And every so often, he goes out in the back porch and he smokes. He smokes. And I said, he's killing himself. Then the kids come out and they play. They catch and they throw balls and they have fun. They play soccer. The young one has a swing. She enjoys swinging and, you know, just being a kid. One day, it was about noon, And I looked out my window, and he came out. He was on his lunch hour. He came out, and he lit one up. And it really bothered me because that young man is killing himself. And if lung cancer ever strikes him, you know the story. Now, I don't have authority over his will, but I have the authority over the spirit of demonic powers that generates that stuff. So he came out one day, and he lit up. He's talking on the phone, and I said, in the name of Jesus, and I spoke right to the demon spirit. Somebody said, well, you can't do that. Well, you may not, but I can. But you can if you understand. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm overtaking this spirit. That smoke that he's puffing is coming my way. It's coming across my property, and I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have it. No more smoke my way. Even though I'm sitting in my studio looking out the window. So I said, in the name of Jesus, you're not coming this way, demonic spirit. And that man is going to have such a distaste for that cigarette that the next one he puts in his mouth, it'll make him puke. It'll just make him so sick. And the guy looked at the cigarette. He looked at the cigarette, and I saw this question mark on his face. Question mark on his face. And he kind of looked at it, and he put it out. A couple days later, he was back out, and I did the same thing. And he took a puff. He's on the phone doing business, talking to his family. I don't know what he's doing. But he came out, and again, he looked at that cigarette. And put it out and went back in the house. You know, I haven't seen him outside smoking. And he may not be smoking in the house because his wife is telling him to go in the backyard. What I'm saying to you is, as you listen to me well, what I'm saying to you is this. It's time that you understand spiritual authority and learn how to deal with the devil. We'll be talking about that tomorrow.